return to Just a Minute, the fast and sometimes dangerous exercise in group hysteria that is television's answer to intelligent conversation. I have with me my regular partner in crime, television's usual answer to the question, who on earth can we have on our show tonight? Yes, it is. It's Tony Slattery! Next to Tony, an entertainer from Britain's longest-running improvised comedy show, The House of Commons. He's not exactly the Labour Party's answer to Geoffrey Archer, but if you ask him in private, he'll willingly provide one. It is Tony Banks! On my right, a stand-up comedian, actress, writer, famed for her sharp one-liners. In fact, she's been in the dressing room dropping them on a bit of old leather just half an hour before the show. It's also Red Dwarf's answer to the fact that there are too many men in that show, and in this show, probably. It's Hattie Hayward! We have a ludicrously talented comedian, presenter, who appears regularly on Paul Merton the series, and Whose Line Is It Anyway? A founder member of the Comedy Store Players. He's Just a Minute's answer to the question, who's that bloke sitting next to Hattie Hayridge? It is Neil Malarkey! Just a Minute are very simple until you try to play the game. I ask each panelist to try and speak on the subject that I give them, and they do that if they can without hesitation, without deviating from the subject, or out repeating anything except the subject. Right. They can... It's very simple.
Welcome to play school.
Yes. They can challenge whenever they like, and if I uphold the challenge, they gain a point, and if not, then whoever is speaking gains a point. We'll begin the show this week with Tony Slattery. Tony, the subject we've got for you now is Heathrow. Will you tell us something about that in this game, starting now?
Well, it suddenly just occurred to me that in the book Wuthering Heights, if Heathcliff were called Heathrow, it wouldn't be as romantic, because then Kathy would have to be called Stansted.
Yes, Neil, you've challenged.
Hesitation?
Yeah, I think so, yes.
Yes,
I think so, Neil.
Lucky.
So, Neil. First time on the show, you've got in very rapidly there.
Thanks, Nick.
You get a point for a correct answer. You have 50 seconds to tell us something about Heathrow, starting now.
Heathrow, it is not usually discussed in private circles, of which I am a member. Has more...
Hattie.
Is that hesitation?
No, dear Hattie, it wasn't.
Hammy, can you get lots of hammy?
You didn't talk like that in the green room.
I think if it gets any slower, it would be hesitation.
Yeah, right.
You're teetering on the edge of hesitation. But it wasn't on that occasion, Hattie. So, Neil, you have a point for an incorrect challenge. You keep the subject. Heathrow, 43 seconds are left, starting now.
Heathrow has two tube stations, one Terminal 4, and the other serves the other places where you can land.
Repetition of other.
Yes, the other.
Okay.
Tony Slattery, you have a point for a correct challenge. 35 seconds. Heathrow starting now.
I tried to smuggle a Val Dunican video through customs in Heathrow, but they searched my bag, and then the officer said, put it back in the case. I said, do it yourself, fish face. And,
Neil.
Repetition of case?
Yes. I was trying to search my case, put it back in the case. Well done, Neil, yes. You have a great challenge. Well done. Does that mean you're going to go a bit faster now? You're right. Neil, 24 seconds on Heathrow starting now.
Heathrow is the busiest international airport in the entire world. Busier even than Denver, Colorado.
Yes, and happy to challenge.
Busy and hesitation.
No, you can't have both. Which do you want?
Whichever one's right.
Neither's right.
He did hesitate, definitely. Hattie, well listened. You have the subject, which is Heathrow. You have a point, of course. 16 seconds are left, starting now.
I once knew a man who lived near Heathrow Airport who spoke...
Neil.
Sorry, I was entirely wrong.
Entirely wrong, Neil. You're too keen.
Sorry, I am.
You challenge so quickly and speak so slowly.
I didn't.
But anyway, no, Hattie gets a point because it was a wrong challenge. So, Hattie, you have another point. You have 13 seconds. Heathrow starting now.
This male friend used to speak louder every 30 seconds because he got so used to the planes going over while he was at home, and it made conversation very difficult if you weren't that very much
normal. You're lucky.
Well, which to my shoes. Very, I think, was repeated.
Very and hesitation, but very you gave me with first. Neil, you cleverly got in with only 2 seconds to go. I thought they'd be impressed with that. It doesn't make any difference. Right. 2 seconds on Heathrow, Neil, starting...
I mean, I'm sorry, I realise I haven't said anything. I'm probably made of cellophane and you're the speaker. But I thought it was hesitation there, which is why I did that, because he was thinking what I can say for 2 seconds, and clearly he could say nothing and he hesitated. I think it's a point for me.
Order, order.
Sorry,
she
doesn't speak like that.
No, she said, order, order. Rather
she doesn't. They both sounded exactly the same.
He's got a much higher voice.
Tony, she's a much higher voice. Tony, we're in scorn thing there, but it's very nice to hear from you.
Thank you.
Was, you start when I say now, and I haven't said now. That's why I hadn't begun, you see.
Yeah.
Neil, you have 2 seconds left on Heathrow starting now.
Heathrow is a place I've spent many...
And whoever is speaking in that moment gains an extra point, and it was Neil Malarkey on this occasion. Right, we move forward. Patty Havidge, will you take the next round? The subject is, if I was Prime Minister. There are 60 seconds in which you can tell us something about that, starting now.
If I was Prime Minister, I would hold a national competition.
Neil.
I thought it was if you were Prime Minister.
Neil, you're being picky. The subject is... No, the subject is, if I was Prime Minister, take the subject any way you
wish. If Nicholas Farnsworth was Prime Minister.
No, damn sight better than John Major, wouldn't you? Yeah. Oh, nasty political stuff coming in.
Right. No, you take the subject any way which you wish. Hattie, you have a point for being interrupted again. There are 57 seconds, if I was Prime Minister, starting now.
If I was Prime Minister, there would be a competition to see if anyone in the whole country understood what inflation was, what the whole idea of anything like that was, and
I think it's a bit of a hesitation.
Not surprised.
Can I get one?
You were just a bit faster on the button than myself.
I know. Well, you'll catch up, no doubt, like your party might one day.
How long does this programme run for?
46 seconds with you, Tony. If I was Prime Minister, starting now.
If I was Prime Minister, I'd turn the House of Lords into a virtual reality death zone with lasers so the old buffers could just pump.
Well, that was hesitation.
That was hesitation. You're in there
already.
Tony.
Is a death zone.
Right,
anyway.
No. You'll find the law of averages in this show always means that everybody gets a fair show at some time or other. Right, 39 seconds are left for you to tell us. If I was Prime Minister, Tony, what would you do starting now?
If I was Prime Minister, the first thing that I would do would be to abolish homelessness, poverty, and all those other nasty things that actually attack our society. That is the right on serious bit that I'm going to give you tonight. I would also pass a law that no one could actually beat Chelsea Football Club at Stamford Bridge, which means that we would actually win something rather than...
Neil.
We've had several would actuallys, I think.
Yes, you would actually. You would actually, yes.
Well, you would actually if I was speaking.
Neil, you've got in with 18 seconds on this subject. If I was Prime Minister, starting now.
If I were Prime Minister, what wouldn't I do? I would make take dick stall.
Yes,
that's just gibberish, isn't it?
I would take dick stall, boom.
Then he would make a very good Prime Minister.
Yes, we've heard a few like him, haven't we? Right, Tony, you in there with another point? 13 seconds, if I was Prime Minister, starting now.
If I were Prime Minister, I would set up something called a pants advisory service, where people would phone up and say, I'm wearing grey slacks after the fashion of Nicholas Parsons. And then I'd fine them with VAT on 100% of what their clothes meant. Rubbish!
Who was then speaking as a whistleblower and gained an extra point for doing so. He's moved into second place behind Neil Malarkey. Tony Banks, it's your turn to begin, and the subject is Waterloo. Would you tell us... I always have to say now, Tony. I know you haven't played the game before. Waterloo, 60 seconds, starting now.
I had an ancestor who actually died at Waterloo. He wasn't involved in the battle itself. He was camping in a field close by and went down...
Neil, yes, hesitation?
No, Neil, you're too sharp for words.
Right, 51 seconds, no point, Tony Banks. Waterloo, starting now.
And went along to complain about the noise. He was butcher, which seemed the most unfortunate thing to do to one of my ancestors.
Neil.
Didn't you say ancestors before?
Yes, you did mention your ancestors before.
Yes, I was looking at you because I knew I'd done that.
Right. So, Neil, you have the subject. Waterloo, 42 seconds, starting now.
Waterloo is a station from which I used to catch a train. It would stop at Clapham Junction, Wimbledon, Surbiton, Hinchleywood, Claygate, Oxshott Common, Effingham Junction, Horse...
There isn't a station called Oxshott Common. It's Oxshott Common.
Neil, I'm not going to give that one against you, so you have another point. Incorrect challenge. 33 seconds, Waterloo, starting now.
Effingham Junction, Horse...
Petition of Effingham Junction, he said it before.
Yes.
We went through that.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I was about to say that he had repeated Effingham Junction and Hattie Hayridge. You have the subject. There are 32. You see? It gets to me. Right. There are 32 seconds on Waterloo with you, Hattie, starting now.
Waterloo is a station near a place called Waterloo, and that is quite a coincidence. I wonder how they thought of it. It is full of trains, but there is one section of it where there's a platform which leads in from the Channel Tunnel where there are no trains, not like... Ow!
I'm afraid trains.
Yes, don't get that many.
I mean, exactly.
So back in on Waterloo, 18 seconds starting now.
Well, the Battle of Waterloo was caused by a bloke called Napoleon.
I'm sorry, but that was a repetition. You said Battle of Waterloo.
You said battle before.
You said battle.
It's only
don't
Waterloo.
Don't look at me like that. It's only a game.
Tony Slattery, great challenge. Another point to you. Waterloo, 15 seconds starting now.
Waterloo Common is where I first met Neil Malarkey.
Hesitation there, definitely.
No, but there's no Waterloo Common.
No,
no. So, Tony, we'll give it to you on the other one. 12 seconds for you on Waterloo. Tony Banks starting now.
Waterloo is a station, as we already know. It is also a bridge, all named after that very famous punch-up in a field somewhere in Belgium.
Yes,
I'm sorry, that's not in a field.
You mentioned the field.
I'm not very good at this, am I? That's right.
Very good. Very good.
Fair, Tony, it's a tough game. But your ancestor was in that field, and Tony Snatcher remembered it.
But that was a lie.
But everything you say is a lie.
Indeed.
But I don't normally get caught out.
He was waiting for the station to be built. Was he in that field?
Right. You have 1 second, Tony, on Waterloo, starting now.
I'm in the mood for dancing.
Tony Sutton was losing yet again when the whistle went. Gained an extra point for doing so, and he's just increased his lead at the end of the round. Now, instead of giving the panellists a subject, I'm going to offer them an object. Soon.
Sample that I passed.
It's a sample of... We've all passed at different times, I think, but anyway, there we are. So there is the object. Hattie, we'd like you to talk about it first. Will you tell us something about this object in this game, starting now?
This is an example of cappuccino when you've tipped away...
Neil.
Hesitation?
Yes, there was hesitation. I'm not surprised.
Brave.
Where is the object? There we are. The object should be right. Neil, a correct challenge. Will you tell us something about this object? You have 56 seconds left, starting now.
This interesting vessel contains some French onion soup, prepared earlier by Clement Freud in a fit of pique that I could describe only as a passing trauma known previously to a volcanic tribe in Etruria. A strange...
Where was that?
Etruria.
You didn't say Etruria, though. You said Etruria.
Well, it's a bit near a
No, I gave you the benefit of the doubt last time, Neil. Yeah. This time I must give it to Tony Snattery. Tony, there's the object. 39 seconds. Talk about it, please, starting now.
This is the latest perfume. It's called Grunge. And you dab it on your pulse points, and then you go down trolling the West End, and...
Right, hesitation.
No, there's no hesitation.
No,
oh,
no, no.
Repetition of yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Repetition of yeah. You've got that one. Well done, Hattie. Yes. Yeah.
That's what I'm
saying.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. There's the object. Back with you, Hattie. 22 seconds starting now.
This is an example of Thames water when it has been filtered at least 17 times. Prior to this, it looks even worse and nothing like the wonderful specimen we see here in front of us, which is...
Sorry. Totally incorrect. I don't. Something happened to my hand. I just don't know what it was. I mean, it just suddenly. I just lost control of it. I just lost control of it. I withdraw the challenge.
But it doesn't. All that happens is that Hattie, you interrupt, you get another point for that.
Of course.
And you keep going with 10 seconds on the object starting now.
It's a wonderful colour example.
Sorry, hesitation.
That was hesitation, yeah. I'm afraid, Hattie. Tony, Slattery, another point. 7 seconds. There's the object starting now.
The last time Nicholas had his ears syringed. You deviating horribly from this thing here. It's got nothing to do with what's inside your ears. I've seen, Nicholas. I happen to know.
Well, certainly, whatever's in my ears isn't that colour. I can assure you. So, Neil, I agree with the challenge.
Happy.
5 seconds, Neil Malarkey. 5 seconds for Neil Malarkey on the object starting now.
This is some salad dressing.
Hattie, you cleverly got in with half a second to go.
Oh, sure. Done,
on the object starting now.
This is a brown thing.
Zane got the point for picking as the whistle went, and at the end of that round, Hattie's moved forward. She's now in third place by Neil Malarkey. Tony Snatcher is in the lead, and Tony Banks is trailing a little. Ooh. And now I'll give a bonus point to anybody who can tell me what they think that actually is. It is a substance.
Is it wine?
It is a wheel substance.
A wheel substance.
A wheel substance that we bought up.
Round and round.
No, not the container. Not the what is in it. You were very close, actually, Hattie. It is some
water.
Yes, it is water and mud gathered from the Thames under Waterloo Bridge.
Oh.
Isn't that it? Half a point each. It's gone back down to the bowels of the Thames now. Right. So, as you were closest, Hattie, you get a bonus point for that.
Oh, wow.
After that edifying free-for-all, it's time for us to kiss and make up. So we'll take a break here, and we'll see you in a couple of minutes after this. Just a minute. We've only got a few minutes left, so let's roll up our sleeves, soil our hands, and your minds with our next round. And this round, I'm not going to give a subject to our panelists. I'm going to ask our audience to suggest one. So anybody in the audience got any subjects they'd like? Yes, there's a lady there. What would you like to speak about?
The London telephone boxes.
Yes, what about them?
Yes.
Yeah, what about them? Any other suggestions? Yes, the girl down there, yes?
The Tory party.
The Tory party, yes. There's not much to say about them. Gentlemen in the back there.
London taxi drivers.
Well, Neil, look, we'd like you to start. Which would you like?
I quite like telephone boxes. Actually.
You can have it, because you're going to start YouTube. London telephone boxes. There are 60 seconds. Neil Malarkey, starting now.
London telephone boxes, often...
That was hesitation.
That was my hesitation, definitely, Tony Banks. So the subject is London telephone boxes, starting now.
What I found amazing is that they took away those red London telephone boxes and replaced them with these nasty glass cubicles, which I always thought were urinals, judging by the smell that one actually got. And now they are replacing yet again those cubicles, which I've said already once before, I understand. And please can I have
the
point...
words right out of my mouth.
Yes, so, Neil, you challenge first. So, you have London telephone boxes back with you. 23 seconds starting now.
London telephone boxes are a joy to behold. I like to go in there and write poetry. Last week I wrote a stanza, I've written her all.
Well, it's the same objection as last time. It was complete rubbish.
14 seconds on you, with you. Starting now. Neil,
Hesitation.
Neil, London telephone boxes back with you. 13 seconds starting now.
London telephone boxes are frequented by members of the House of Lords. When they want to cogitate upon matters of state, They go to the London...
Sorry, as is his hand. I don't know what I've been doing with it, but he keeps sort of leaping onto the button. You know?
He was doing the right thing. That was hesitation.
It was hesitation.
Well,
yes.
4 seconds for you to tell us something about London telephone boxes starting now.
I always thought that London...
Neil.
Always.
Yes, you did say always before. I'm very sorry.
I want to see a reprise here. I want you to go back to those tape. I will swear I didn't. On my life, you can believe me, I'm a politician.
But it's the audience, if you like. Did he say always before? It's
no.
God, they're all Labour voters out there. All right, Tony, you had the benefit of the doubt from the audience.
Really? Well, there must be German referees out there.
3 seconds on the subject, Tony, starting now.
I well remember London telephone boxes when they had those very interesting coins.
Speaking as the whistle went, and he gained a point, of course, for doing so, and he's moved into third place. In the lead equal are Tony Slattery and Neil Malarkey. And, Tony, it's back with you to start. Oh, what a lovely subject for you, the Dagenham Girl Pipers. Will you tell us something about the starting now?
I went to see the Dagenham Girl Pipers perform at the Carnegie Hall. Weirdly, the hall...
Oh, yes! Yes.
Hesitation.
Yes. You say it like that. Just speak normally for a change.
You'll be lucky.
Dagenham Girl Pipers with you, Neil Malarkey. 54 seconds starting now.
The Dagenham Girl Pipers were worried. They had financial cutbacks. What were they going to do? The leader said to them, girls, I don't know what I'm going to do. We run.
Right.
Going to do.
They're pushing too much. Yeah.
That's right. I was in there with him.
Is it your hand again?
That's the hand.
Yes, naturally. Right. 44 seconds. Dagenham Girl Pipers starting now.
The Dagenham Girl Pipers had been on the booze all night. They rampaged through London town, their scimitars and swords and sabers glittering in the moonlight. They were after blood and...
I'm very sorry. I mean, I realise that you were into your flow, as they say, but the Dagenham Girl Pipers didn't go round with scimitars. And that's complete deviation. No, it was bagpipes.
Yes. So that was deviation. Well done. You see, your left hand is better than your right.
Definitely. That's what I keep telling John Smith.
Oh, really? I
you seem such a normal guy.
Yes, we are getting revelations about his party, aren't we? Right. 32 seconds. The Dagenham Girl Piper's starting now.
I once went out with the Dagenham Girl Piper's mother. I found her a fascinating person because she could do some weird and interesting things with a set of bagpipes, which is something, of course, the Dagenham Girl Pipers were known to be very, very proficient at. Yes, of course, very, very, very yes,
yes,
I...
Yes, 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 yes. 18 seconds.
It was getting very interesting as well at that point.
The Dagenham Girl Pipers are back with you, Tony Smatter. 18 seconds, starting now.
Hesitation.
Hesitation.
Why did you?
I don't know. What is all this? I mean, it's what we call in show business overacting, actually.
Yeah.
17 seconds for you, Neil, on the Dagenham Girl Pipers starting now.
The Dagenham Girl Pipers were playing football against Everton.
Yes, that's a hesitation.
That was a hesitation, yes. 12 seconds more for the Dagenham Girl Pipers, Tony Slattery, starting now.
The fingering techniques of the Dagenham Girl Pipers were taught by one Tony Banks. It's called the left-hand method. John Smith uses it as well. It gets so out of hand, and then when they play...
Who's challenged? Yes, you have, Neil.
Hand?
Twice.
Yes, two hands, right. There's half a... Neil Malarkey, you've...
Best to use both hands.
You've got in with half a second to go.
I'll try again.
On the Dagenham Girl Pipers, starting now.
The Dagenham...
Right. Neil Malarkey was in speaking as the whistle went and getting an extra point for doing so. I'm afraid we've run out of time, so I'll give you the final score. Well, Hattie Hayward, who hasn't played the game before, did very well. She finished in fourth place. It was a very good fourth place. And Tony Banks, who again hasn't played the game before, did a little bit better. She's in third place. And Neil Malarkey, who's never played the game before, he finished in the lead alongside the man who has played the game before. And they are our joint winners, Tony Slattery and Neil Malarkey. Some of us have not told our parents where we are tonight, so we'd better be off before we get into trouble.
So it only remains for me to say, from my guests, Tony Thackeray, Tony Banks, Hattie Hayridge, Neil Malarkey, and myself, Nicholas Parsons, until the next time they release us into the television community, good night from us all. Good night.
Well, that is the last in this series of Just a Minute. And next Thursday at 10:40, we can see the Golden Arrows, the British Television Advertising Awards.
Play Just a Minute with the Evening Standard.